Greetings and welcome to the Melanated Podcast
with your host Travel Freak.
Greetings and welcome to the Melanated Passport Podcast. I'm your host Travel Freak and this is episode one. So episode one, I'm just doing an introduction to who I am and what you can expect from this platform, which is a completely new platform for me, this podcast platform. I have no experience in this. I owe like three people podcast interviews, but I never got around to do it because I didn't have Skype. I never Skyped a day in my life, but I'm gonna get with them at some point and take care of those interviews with them. And just pretty much what you're gonna get from me is I'm just a travel promoter. I promote travel. I'm not a travel agent. I'm not gonna try to sign you up. I just love to travel. I love giving out free tips and advice to motivate people to travel. And that's just who I am. It's because it's only like 36% of Americans own passports. 36%. So that means over 70% of Americans don't qualify for international travel. And out of that 36%, I forgot the exact percentage of the melanated people that owns passports, but it's not a lot. So that's why I do what I do. You know, when you see me, for those of you who follow me on social media, like Instagram or Facebook, you know, when I'm posting, I'm not posting to like brag and like, look at me, don't you wish you was here? That's not what I do. When I'm posting, I'm giving you information of that location, of the people or something. I'm going to give you something of value on my post, which is why I think a lot of people follow me, because that's what I do. I'm going to give you something other than a dope photo. And with that being said, for those who don't follow me on those platforms, Instagram, you could go follow me, Travel Freak. That's with a Q, TravelFreqK. That was my own plug. But back to the regular scheduled program. Again, my post, I'm going to give you something that's just going to make you, I'm going to make you think and just hopefully motivate you to travel. Like, I've made posts, it just blew people's mind, and that they just had no clue to the places I've been and the stuff I post. And what kind of got me, I think it was about 2 years ago, I was in Zanzibar and I did the post on the Arab slave trade. And I think that post, I got the most messages, like DMs and Facebook messages from people who was like, yo, I didn't comment because, you know, I'm a little embarrassed because I didn't know. I thought the slave trade started with the European and Atlantic slave trade. But it's cool. You know, I felt good that I was able to, you know, get that information out there on that particular platform. And, you know, the crazy thing about it, some of the people who hit me up was doctors, lawyers, successful entrepreneurs, you know, very intelligent folks that just didn't know. That's why I promote travel, because travel, you know, you're just going to learn things and see things that a textbook cannot compete with. And because travel, man, travel is just the best teacher in life. And it just, you're going to meet people that you just would never have met. You just never will cross paths, some good people that you're going to connect with. I remember when I was in, I was outside of Barcelona in this town called Sitges. I think it's like 45 minutes outside of Barcelona. And I was there solo and I went in this store and this Indian guy, he's speaking and he's being very friendly and we chit-chatting and he said, where you from? I said, oh, I'm from Georgia. So he chuckled. He said, no, where you really from? I said, yeah, I'm from Georgia. So he laughed. He said, no, where you really from? You don't know where you from, do you? So I'd say, okay, I think I know where he's going with this. So, you know, I tell him, I said, well, you know, if we're talking about the same thing, then I can't tell you where I'm from because, you know, the slave trade and, you know, yada, yada. So he looks at me, he said, well, you should be from Ghana, Nigeria, yada, yada. So it just blew my mind that, you know, this man coming at me like this, you know, just in another country. I'm like, this, I'm like, I know he's aware because I know he's not from Spain, but for him to say that and just, it just opened my eyes to, you know, on that. So yeah, that's why I just promote travel, man. Like travel is, it's just a passion. And people ask me all the time, they're like, how is it that you're able to travel so much? I make it a priority. Like, I don't club. I don't go out. I'm a homebody. So when I'm not traveling, I'm home. I don't, that's just me. I'm always trying to save money so I can travel. That's why I tell people, if you make it a priority, like, you could definitely travel more, or you can start traveling. But you can't tell me that you can't travel, but you go out every week, you paying to park, you paying to get into the club, you paying for the expensive drinks on the inside. So I just give people something to think about and let them know, you know, my lifestyle is completely different from yours, but if you make adjustments, or you just you can do it. You know, it's not, you don't have to be rich to travel. You know, it's something I tell people all the time. I'm not rich. I just make it a priority. Another thing with travel is, I hear people say that they don't travel because they don't have anyone to travel with. And I'm a big promoter of solo travel. Like, I solo travel a lot. And I want to have a few women travelers on this podcast to speak with, and that I personally know that solo travel. So, you know, they can speak and hear, and the other, the people who wants to solo travel, the women who wants to solo travel, they can, you know, ask questions and just hear it from a woman perspective, because I can tell you tips and recommendations on solo travel, but I just feel like women will receive it better coming from another woman. That's why when I get hit up on social media on, you know, a woman wants to, you know, could you tell me, give me recommendations on a good place to solo travel first? You know, I'm going to give her my recommendations, but I'm also, you know, ask if she would like to me to put her in touch with another woman who travels solo, because I know a lot of women that travel solo and they don't mind, you know, sharing that knowledge and those tips. So that's another good thing that I'm going to provide as well on this platform. And but yeah, I don't want to keep this too long, but I just want to do an introduction to this podcast. And, you know, let you know who I am, that I'm here. For those who know me, been following me on social media for a while, that I stepped outside of the traditional platforms, and I'm here. So 2019, man, I definitely hope that those of you who aspire to travel, that you're actually going to do it and not just live vicariously through me and other travelers. You know, again, even if it's domestic, man, just go somewhere. You know, step outside your comfort zone. If you want to solo travel and you're nervous, you're scared, just start by going to another city. Just go to the city where, just go solo. But, and just go. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. So for those of you who do not follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you can follow me over there where I post pretty frequently. And give out tips and advice over there as well. And on those platforms, you can reach me at Travel Freak. Again, that's TravelFreq. All right, I've taken up enough of your time, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast episode. Now, I'll see you then.